The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the 48th episode of Interlude Army. During this episode, we'll be talking about the Grammys. Let's get it.
Welcome back to Interlude Army. I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose.
So, before we begin with the whole Grammy thing, I wanted to catch up with Jose and see how he's doing.
Besides the scammies, besides those things that happened, I've been doing well. Health-wise, I'm okay. We spoke about this. You know what I'm talking about when I say okay. But our listeners don't need to know all of my situation. But I've been good. Actually, we're right now on spring break. So I'm having to have, like, catch up on projects and work, you know what I mean, like homework and stuff.
Oh, that's not fun. That's not nice.
Well, I mean, nice. I guess I meant nice as in, like, I have the whole week to actually get it done. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have to be like, oh my god, it has to be done at a certain... Well, I guess it does have to be done at a certain time, but I just have flexibility throughout the week. You know, I can just start working on it tonight and not worry about waking up early because I can work throughout the night. You know what I mean? Like, I won't procrastinate because I'm really good at that. I'm really good at procrastinating, and I'm not going to do it this time around. I don't want to, because we do have this major, like, project, and it's even being called, like, a media. Like, it's super big that we have to do. So I'm going to start working on that tomorrow.
Okay. Tomorrow. I'm gonna message you, Jose. Did you start it?
I love how I'm all talking about trying to work tonight, but I'm like, I'll do it tomorrow.
Let's just change that to tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm just gonna have my day off today. But yeah, other than that, it's pretty chill. What about you, Roseanne?
Mine has been good. If you guys have been following me on Twitter, my sister did visit me from Alaska.
Yeah.
So it was kind of odd though, because usually when people visit from out of state, we, you know, we always bring them over to the strip, because I live here in Las Vegas, and you know that little strip area with all the hotels and all that stuff. But this time around, we kind of had to, like, I guess, show them the more urban side to Vegas, which they seem to enjoy more, I guess you could say. Because I did bring them over to the strip, like, one night, and they felt, even I felt, like, super overwhelmed because, you know, Rona is around. So I'm, like, always scared and cautious. Yeah. I'm, like, dodging people, and the strip is just not the best place to be. So, but other than that, I was good. It was, like, oh, me and my sister went to dance class. She, encouraged me to go to this heels dance class for the first time here in Vegas. So that was really fun. It's just really cool to kind of see how we've all adapted, I guess you could say. Because that was my first time ever going to a dance class here in Vegas, but also it had to be during COVID. But just really interesting. Let me just tell you, it's really hard to dance with a mask on. I felt like I was... almost like hyperventilating, so because, you know, I haven't done anything really super active, but that was really fun. But yeah,
I mean, I can imagine, because I feel like that's even more. Well, I mean, I guess it depends on what workout it is. I guess dancing is a workout, actually. So I shouldn't even say that. Because I was going to say, when I work out, if I'm outside, I wear a mask because, you know, I live in an apartment, so people walk by all the time. So I just, you know, just to be safe. And I know what it feels like to have a mask on and work out. So I can only imagine what it is to be like in a full on dance class and like routine and choreography and all that stuff.
Boy, girl. And let me tell you, it was in heels and I was stupid enough to wear a sweater. Like
Roseanne,
else was wearing.
Wait,
tank top. Wearing a sweater and I didn't wear no shirt on. I was stupid. I was like, yo, I'm about to just strip because it was all girls in class. But I'm like, nah.
Okay, wait. I'll just suffer. Wait.
Yes.
So you knew that you were going to this exercise, well, not a dancing class, and you decided to wear a sweater?
Yeah. I wish I could go back in time. And
what was the thought process? We need to know. What happened?
I bought a new outfit. It was matching shorts and the crop top sweater.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it'd be cute. Yeah.
Okay, well, she was like, let me show off my new outfit. And then, like, I regret this, like, 10 minutes.
I was really regretting it. And it was, like, choking me. It was legit. Because you know how, like, the sweater, it was choking me. I was like, y'all, this is a terrible idea. So
you were fighting with your sweater. Did the sweater win?
Yes, the sweater. Actually, no, I won at the end of the day because when I was walking out, the staff was like, I like your outfits. So,
damn, that was a win. That was a win, actually.
That was worth it all at the end.
and then you got home and you were like, get this off of me.
Yeah, I legit came home, went straight, and then just like took it.
Oh my God.
Like, never again.
I'm legit like picturing it in my head. I don't know.
But yes, that was something to remember. But other than that to remember, we won't forget what happened over the weekend.
Oh my God. Even though we're going to try and... Well, no, we shouldn't forget because I feel like that should be motivation.
Yeah. Oh yeah. For sure.
It's just like, it's a lot, Roseanne girl. Start it off, please, because... Hold on.
Yeah. Well, yesterday was like a roller coaster of emotions, mostly just us falling off the roller coaster. But we're going to start off with the Grammy nominations, which happened during the pre-show that started, I believe, around 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on YouTube. Mm-hmm, so that was nice, like, watch it on YouTube. So all of us, I know, were legit on like Twitter, you know, tweeting and waiting, and when it finally came,
girl,
y'all know. I'm just kidding. Like, I okay, here's the thing, like, I because I recorded my reaction as well for that in hopes that they would be, you know, they would get the Grammys for best pop duo group performance.
Girl, same.
Like, I you know, like, we kind of knew, but we had that hope, I guess you could say. And you know, sadly, the boys did not win that category. How, like, what was going through your mind, Jose, when that came out?
See, I recorded it as well, my reaction, but I didn't post it or anything because I just felt like I don't have the time. Like, I was like, I don't have the energy to post this. Because, you know, we have to edit. You know, we always, it's not just directed. I was just like, nah, I'm not doing this. I'm already feeling a bit down. And it's like, and first off, I do want to, like, say a little disclaimer. This is not to shade any of the nominees or the winner. Because as we all have heard on this podcast, and I think I've shared online, I love Lady Gaga. And hey, I'll listen to Ariana here and there. But I honestly do feel like BTS deserved this award. And and not just because it's BTS, it's not just because it's the only nomination, which is a whole other conversation that we thought we were they were going to get more nominations, they deserve more. Honestly, this song with the category that it's nominated under, I feel like it was the best one to win and represent for this year. And not only the chart achievement, not only the success, the commercial success, is like the quality, the art, the message that came with it, the performance, which is actually the name of the category as well, is like it was all there and it just did not happen. And honestly, I think it's because of the Recording Academy. So that's the people that I'm directing my frustrations towards, because as we all know, white men are the ones who decide a lot of these things. The majority of the people on top are white men in suits. You can listen to or watch different documentaries, podcasts about the music industry, even the film industry, and the entertainment industry, and you'll listen to artists, actors, actresses, whoever you want to talk about. These big white men in suits, they're the ones who are on top, and they're the ones who decide what happened. And the Grammy, the Recording Academy, I feel like the majority is, and we know the majority is made up of these people. And they have their biases. They have the way they want to vote. They have their way of wanting to not have representation. I feel like, because some people might say like, well, no, we had other artists that are people, artists of color from other nationalities, from other countries that have won. And it's like, yeah, but I feel like sometimes it's kind of like just for the token artist. Like, I feel like they're like, if we give it to them, they can't say that we don't believe in like diversity. We're not diverse. Yeah, exactly. And it's like, nah, fam, like we can see the numbers, and in comparison, you know, there's a big difference between white.
That's why they released the numbers.
And so it's like, there's no justification other than these people would just have their way of voting, and hopefully the Recording Academy grows bigger with more diversity in it, and hopefully later on in the year it gets better, not just for BTS but for future artists that are coming, you know, along the way. But honestly, like, I also tweeted this out, it's like, we're not just as passionate as this just because it's well, actually, we're only passionate because it's BTS, to be honest, because they're the ones who want it. There's truly no other reason. The Grammys does not define any artist. The Grammys is not the end-all be-all. Like, there's some artists who have never won a single Grammy. Hell, they haven't even been nominated, and they're the most successful, most acclaimed. And that doesn't mean they don't deserve that just because they don't have a Grammy. You know what I mean?
I believe Nas just won his first Grammy yesterday, and that's...
See what I mean, girl?
For so many years. So it's crazy how you also... Well, also how you mentioned that, you know, we know who is in charge of the Recording Academy. Mm-hmm. It's not no conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people have come out and told us exactly who's running the show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like Jose mentioned, we shouldn't direct our anger towards the artist who won, because, you know, it's at the end of the day, it's not like, oh, I vote for myself kind of. Well, yeah. And, you know, we also mentioned that it's not like we're trying to be biased as well when it comes to like the best pop duo group performance, mm-hmm. like who deserves the award. Like, I did have a couple of friends that are in the music industry also come to me, be like, well, you know, they're not being biased, and they also believe that they should have won. But, you know, it's kind of like, Grammy doesn't define you or all of a sudden dismiss your previous achievements. It doesn't erase any of that or confirm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It just would be nice to have the Grammy under your belt. But I feel like, you know, I still have my hopes up. Well, actually, there was a screenshot of one of their previous interviews, and Yoongi was all like, let me pull that up, actually.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
You saw you know what I mean? Okay. So it's like, Yoongi was like, I want to go to the Grammys, not as a presenter, but as a nominee or a performer.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he says, I want to do a performance next year, which is technically this year, and win an award the year after that. So, you know, what Yoongi wants, Yoongi gets. And you know how maybe we were just, you know, that's what he's manifesting. So not this year, you guys. Don't worry. We got next
year. I was laughing so much because when I saw that, oh my God, the people quoting it and replying to it, they were like, why did you not post this yesterday so that we wouldn't...
It wouldn't be so, like,
because we would have been like, oh, okay, see, Yoongi actually wants it for 2022. So it was meant to be.
He has a timeline. He has a timeline. It's okay, guys. 2021 is their performance, okay? And in 2022, they're going to get that award. So,
the one thing that I do find a positive... Well, there's actually several things positive. But one thing that stuck out is, like, they've cracked open that door. So the Recording Academy has acknowledged them, at least in the nomination, you know, thing, as far as nominees go. So the door is open. That means that they are on the lookout as to what they're going to deliver later on in the future, what can be submitted to the Recording Academy. So that door is open. Let's not, you know, forget that part. Yes, we have frustrations. We have anger, sadness to what happened, but... that door has been open, so hopefully that means that another door will open for future years. And like I said, we are so passionate about it, and we want them to have it because they want to have that. That's one of their goals. Like, they said that their other goal other than the Grammys is to perform again, to be on tour again. So hopefully that happens next year. You know, hopefully it all comes out at once. You never
know. And see, you know, I'm trying to visualize, like, okay, if he does, if they, like, you know, they win the award next year, but then by then, hopefully, like, everything's good with Rona, or a lot better with Rona, to where they actually have an audience and armies could watch them, you know, receive the award. You know, like, I'm trying to be optimistic here. The thing is, nothing has really come to BTS easily, and we've that. It kind of sucks to really see, like, they have to work 3 times as hard or 100 times as harder than their peers in the music industry. But, you know, everyone, unless they want to continue to stay blind, sees their impact, knows their impact. So all these things aren't happening for no reason. It's going to take time. But Yoongi said, next year.
I like that, though, that to think of it as a something to look forward to, that, like, hey, hopefully everything's better where they can actually attend personally, and then if they win, not only will they win in person where they have an audience and we can, like, see them on stage, you know, accepting the award, but it's like their first one, you know what I mean? So it's even makes it that much more special too. So let's look at the little positive side, you know,
I'm trying to fight.
And no, you know, honestly, and the reason why we're like this is because the guys are trying to make us feel even better too.
Oh my God, I felt like they were trying to comfort us more than you know, like, they did the V Live, they were tweeting, they were on Weverse, like, trying to comfort us. And, like, they know how we feel. They see us.
Oh, for
and
sure.
So, like, they're just trying to comfort us. And so we're just trying to look at the positives. And, like I said, this doesn't, like, dismiss any of the things they've achieved or make their achievements less important. We just gotta move forward, you guys.
When you brought up the V Live, I remembered, like, they obviously they know, but, like, if you didn't think they knew how we were feeling, the reason why I feel like, okay, this is even more confirmation, like, RM Namjoon kept saying, like, we're good, guys, it's okay, guys, like, he kept talking to us, like reassuring, because he knows. They probably were online, like, oh my God, because our hashtag was even more popular than the Grammys itself. Exactly. So,
yeah. We were very vocal.
Oh, I was vocal. I'm pretty sure you... Yeah, I think we are. I think you saw this too, Rosanne. Like, a lot of people were, like, laughing and saying, like, these fans are, like, ridiculous and, like, it's too much of the way we were reacting. And you've talked about this before, and I think it's, like, okay to bring up again that, like, it's so funny to me that, like, grown adults will, like, get into physical fights, arguments, altercations when like sports teams lose or get criticized in any type of way, and literally fights on the street at bars and homes or whatever the case, because of something so dumb. But armies trying to get fair treatment for talented artists is somehow too much. It just
doesn't make sense. I mean, yeah, like, yes, like, we love and support BTS, but we're not whining because actually what got us more enraged was their performance, basically, like, what Grammys did.
Oh, yes, let's talk about that. Oh my God.
I think that's like what added everything up, and like, that's basically what it is. But it's kind of like, we just want them to be we respected. Want them to be treated equally and yes, to be respected. We're not mad just because for one reason, oh, they didn't win. It's just, it's more than that. And mm-hmm. I think the general public is starting to see a little bit of it, but I do see people making comments, but which is funny though, Jose, because I did see like a screenshot of them hyping this individual on Twitter was hyping up their artist, but then there wasn't as much interaction. But then all of a sudden, when they're trying to bring our boys down, that's when they started getting in their interactions. So it's kind of like,
It's kind of like Stan Twitter on a regular day. We see this a lot with like other K-pop artists. Like literally they'll hype up another K-pop artist. They don't get no traffic, no clicks, no nothing. But if they talk about BTS, oh, that's where all the numbers add up. So it's kind of like that, but now with like mainstream pop world also talking about it. But yeah, it's basically the reason behind them not winning that we're so mad about. Not necessarily just not them winning, you know what I mean? Because, like you said, they used them. It's clear as day. They used them and us, ARMY, to watch the pre-show, the premiere ceremony. Oof. They milked it all the way through because they knew we were going to be watching for that award. They milked the performance saying coming up next like 30 million times.
Oh my God. Hold it. I kept track. Okay. It started at 5 p.m. Maybe around like 6 p.m. They're like, BTS coming up next. Legit, they didn't even appear until like 8 p.m. It was 6, 7, 8. Hello. Like, I felt like I was almost tweeting
and people were like, same, Jose. I was like, I'm like a millisecond from like being done with this award show. Like, I'm trying to like stay positive, like trying to be excited, but they are testing me, because literally you would like come back from commercial, award, commercial, coming up next, BTS, a performance of somebody else, award, commercial, and I was like, wait a minute, when are they really gonna? And then we kind of like, you know, figured, oh, they are going to go last. And
they were they were basically last. They were second to last. Yeah. They even got to perform before the people who got a Grammy. Like, hello?
So even that is like, not only did they not win the one category that they should have won, you're actually pushing them to the very end because you know the viewership is not going to be there. But at the end of the day, they didn't win, because I feel like after the award announcement came up, a lot of people really were like, I'm not even watching the show.
That's me.
Because I'm not gonna give them the numbers. So
exactly. Oh my God. The pre-show, legit, after, you know, we found out BTS didn't win, like, there was like 1.2 million viewers. It dropped all the way down to 400,000 viewers on the pre-show. And legit, just wanted to say this, yes, Grammys did hit its lowest audience record. Last year, they had 18 million viewers. They had legit 7.8 million viewers this year. Damn. And I was one of them. I was like, I am not going to, I'm going to go to Q-Dux. I'm going to go to Q-Dux because I am not giving them the view. Okay. And I think that's what majority of us did, because that's a big drop. That's only 7.8 million.
That's less than half. Sad. That's less than half, girl. And it's honestly, I truly believe it's because people were like, oh, you did this, so we're not even going to give you the viewership that you wanted. So we're just going to move on to some streams over here on Twitter on or wherever you were, but not actual CBS. But girl, I mean, it's just, it's so, and it like brings up the feelings or the emotions again because we're talking about it, but I guess it's normal, you know, to feel some type of way all over again. But honestly, once they came up, I was like, yo, at the end of the day, they made us feel happy again. Like, even for that performance moment. And then obviously the V Life and then them posting their reaction. Well, no, that made me a little bit sad. But on Twitter, but
oh my no, but, yeah, that made me sad. I wanted to cry.
But yeah, like seeing that performance, I was like, see, they have that power of like, we were so filled with emotions, but right now we're able to feel happiness seeing them perform and do what they do and kill it. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Oh my God. Exactly. And I mean, we're struggling to put our performances up on YouTube. My not performance, reactions. Sorry. Yeah. But I did post my reaction like last night. It got blocked, so I re-uploaded it. How's your video going, Jose?
I'm not even gonna put it on YouTube. I'm gonna go straight to my Patreon, girl, because it's too much. Yeah. It's too much.
It's a lot. So find his reaction on Patreon. But I wanted to get your thoughts on the performance. But it legit, guys, it felt like I blinked and it was done. Yeah. I was low-key hoping for like two other songs because other artists were performing three songs, you know. Like, I was like, okay, we have a chance, but you know.
Oh my god, but now I'm even getting more frustrated because I even tweeted, I was like, at this point they better give them a chance to perform a whole medley because this is ridiculous. But even though they killed it, I don't know if you noticed, Roseanne, like, it was actually shorter than the actual length of the song. They cut out a part when they go, da-na-na-na.
Yeah, they did.
So it was even shorter.
Like, I don't know if it's because, you know, they were given, like, here's your guys' cut, like, time frame. Mm-hmm. Y'all got 3 minutes. That's it. And so they had to cut it down. I don't know if that's what happened. But it's okay. Grammys don't even deserve no dance break.
Yeah, that's true. At that point, I was like, you know what? You're even lucky. You need to be thankful that they even allowed you to show their performance after what you did. But yeah, it was awesome. They recreated pretty much like the Grammy set. They did the whole red carpet. They went up the whole... What was it? I don't know what tower was. What was it?
It was the... Well, it's the PAC 1 tower in Yoido, Seoul.
Ooh. She got the info. She got the data.
The data. It just choked, sorry.
Oh, my
God. Let me drink water.
The data was too much, y'all. The data was too much for...
But that's so true. Like, at first... I was like, oh, how cute. I didn't realize they did, like, what's the word?
Recreate?
Oh, there.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why I forgot. Sorry. They did recreate the whole set from the flowers to the background gramophone. Did I even say that right?
Yes.
And it was just really cool because I even had, like, my friend in Korea, like, ask me, wait, did they go to the U.S.? I'm like, you know, they just recreated the whole set. So it was nice how they kind of like took us backstage and stuff and bring us to, we took the stairs because, you know, we got to work out. We took the stairs and then we're up here on the helicopter pad. You know, I've been wanting them to do like a rooftop performance. So it was pretty cool to see that. I can't imagine. Like, it looked kind of scary.
Oh, for sure. Oh my God. I saw a picture of like, I guess when it was just the stage, like not actually the, when they were performing, like just, I think maybe it was the next day, like it was during the day and somebody took a picture of like, maybe from like another building on the site or something like that. And it looks so scary. Oh my God. Like in the daytime, like it's this giant circle. And then if you like lean on the side, oh girl, no, it's too scary for me. I'm so scared of heights. I've been like, oh, wait a minute. Where are we going?
Right? That's why.
But like, it was so behind the scenes. It was, oh, you know that Bangtan Bomb was gonna come. You know what I mean?
I can't wait for that.
I can't wait either. It was so special, and then it just goes to show you like how respectful and proud they are that they were like, let's recreate like the Grammy stage. Let's not just do whatever performance, you know what I mean? Like, let's like throw in a lot of, like, 'cause they carried that through the red carpet. Like, they even made it seem like they were at the red carpet in LA. Yeah. It looked literally the same. And all that work put in because they're so excited. So I'm just like, oh my God. Like, they needed to be treated respectfully and equally, but we got this.
Yeah. We got this. And you know, also wanted to mention that they performed Dynamite at least by now, like 33 times.
Oh yeah.
And each time they've always changed it up. They've added something. Like, it's always fun. You know what I mean? Like,
it's always
doesn't matter how many times they've performed it. So like, you know, even with this performance, you know, they rented a whole tower to perform, you know, and they recreated everything. So it just kind of shows like they, no matter what, they're going to always put like their 100% in all these performances and stuff. So like, that's something that I hope the Recording Academy will also look at. Like, they don't just perform. Yeah, here's a stage. You know, they put, you know, especially with the staff, everyone who has helped them, this teamwork thing is like, they always give it their 101%. So I loved, hold on. Let's back it up a little bit. The vocals.
Oh, yes.
The vocals, they said, eat CD.
That's what they ate before the performance, actually. That's some inside tea, y'all. They ate the CDs before the performance.
Yes.
But even Trevor Noah, the host, said like, whoa, they recreated the whole Grammys. That should even be an award in itself. Because I'm like, in my head, I'm like, is he thinking the way we thinking? Like, come on, y'all. Like, really?
So I'm just so proud. Low key, I'm just going to throw this in there. I hope Beyonce saw the performance because I love Beyonce. Congratulations to Beyonce for making a record.
Congrats to her. She broke the record. But I saw a lot of people were like, oh my God, she's going to watch them. But I did see after they were done and then they took off the camera to the audience. Well, at least where I saw her sitting, she was not there anymore. So I don't know if she left after the performance or she was just not there. Maybe she moved to another table. I don't know. But I did not see her where she was sitting.
Sad face. So,
it seems like we cannot win, y'all. It seems like we
can't win. But I'm sure Beyonce knows BTS. Like,
she knows them.
You know what I mean? Like, no one. There's no one in the music industry that doesn't know them.
Roseanne Sleep told us that. Well, not on our podcast. We did have him on our podcast, but he tweeted out that somebody who works with Beyonce or knows Beyonce told them that they love My Time. So she obviously knows of BTS. Even if she hadn't said that, I'm pretty sure she knows. Everybody knows BTS at this point.
Everybody.
Come on, y'all.
I just want Jimin to meet Beyonce.
You just want actual photos. Video
interaction
footage. You
next
want
year,
footage.
Guys, I'm hoping next year I am gonna try to manifest it. They're gonna be there in person. Things are gonna be so much better in the world. So
we're gonna be in concert supporting them.
Come on, they're speaking it into existence as well. That's something that they really want to do, and I feel like we're starting to see like the end of the tunnel. There's hope. Especially because I saw the article released that once you've got vaccinated, you can actually spend time with people who are also vaccinated without a mask. That's what's going around right now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's really interesting. So, I know there's different opinions on, like, getting vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
But I've watched a video about, like, how Rona's going to be. And I feel like vaccines will play a huge role in the years to come with this whole situation. But there's hope. That's what I think. And Yoongi said next year.
Yeah, and let's remember, guys. Oh my God. Let's remember what Namjoon said, that whether they win the Grammy or not, they've already won because they have us.
That's right. We are their everything.
So always remember that whenever you start feeling some type of way, try and replay that in your mind, and hopefully that makes you feel a bit better.
Very true. And you know what, you guys, just like to remind you guys, there are so many artists out there who wished they had a fan base like ARMY, you guys. Could you imagine, like I mentioned, like BTS has to work like 10 times harder than their peers. And the reason why, and they've gotten this far, you guys. We've created so many achievements, made history, you know, with ARMY and BTS working together. And so there's just, you know, we're lucky. We're very lucky. But, you know, it's because we got BTS there to lead us and stuff, you know.
Now, I did see something before we come to an end, because we're coming to an end, guys. Sorry. I did want to ask you, Rosen, do you think if they were to be invited again to perform, would you do you think they would perform? Or do you think they would just be like, no, we're just going to attend? Like, if they're nominated, they're going to attend. But do you think they would ever perform again after this? What do you think?
You know what I noticed from BTS is that they're like, they're super humble. It's like, no matter how many times things and people have done them dirty, it's like they continue to
they're the bigger person.
They're the bigger person. So I feel like even if, as much as like we despise the Grammys, I mean, the Grannies or whatever,
the scammies,
you know, it's still a prestigious award that we can't like all of a sudden like downplay the achievements of other people who have won the Grammys. Like, it's really important to artists, especially artists like BTS, to, you know, to be part of the Grammys. And so I feel like they're already thankful that they were even nominated. Like, that's what they're showing us. You know what I mean? And, you know, we have to play in that mindset as well, that it's, the Grammys is still something that they, you know,
want.
Look up to.
Yeah.
They want. So I wouldn't be surprised if they do perform again next year. I feel like they wouldn't turn that opportunity down. I just feel like I wouldn't watch the whole stream anymore. I would just wait until like Big Hit drops the performance on YouTube or something, you know? Like, all I'm saying is that unless Grammys change something, they're not getting our views. Just saying. And obviously they need us, because they only got 7.8 million viewers this year. So they know. They know they screwed up big time.
Yeah, I also think so. I was thinking about it and I was like, yo, would they? And I was like, no, they would, because they're so, like you said, they're so humble. They're the bigger person in everything, in all these situations. They're always, you know, working hard. Like, they always strive to work hard. And and I'm sure if given the opportunity, they'd be like, let's do it again. Let's show them what they missed out on last year. And hopefully this year it's different, you know? They actually get it. And hopefully they get more, y'all. Like, they get more nominations, not just one. Like, come on. And
so that means
for Korean. Come on, y'all. For Korean.
For a Korean songs. Single, album, everything. Let's keep our fingers. We're going to stay positive, you guys.
Yes.
So, yeah, that was it for this episode. You guys, to stay updated, follow us on Twitter at InterludeArmyPD, along with our Instagram, InterludeArmyPD. If you want to send any feedbacks or letter, please email us at interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to us today. Make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode. Thank you for tuning in. Have an amazing week, everybody. Bye. Bye, Roseanne. Bye, ARMY.
Bye, Jose. Bye, ARMY. Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoongi,